News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister, this is a significant change in the curriculum after 26 years. And give us, I suppose, the headlines. It isn't just about religion. Give us the headlines in what has changed and what you're trying to achieve.
Well, good morning, Ciara. Hi. So today, as you said, I'm outlining and launching the new primary curriculum. And what's really exciting, firstly, this is the first time it's changed in 26 years. So there's a lot of work has gone into this through teachers, parents and children being involved. There's a lot of what we're doing is keeping some really positive elements, obviously, of the curriculum. I think we've a fantastic teacher workforce. We have some of the best outcomes when it comes to learning and other areas and reading in particular. But this new curriculum will place a particular emphasis, firstly, on foreign languages, modern foreign languages. So ensuring that we continue to focus and prioritise our English or Irish, but introducing for the first time for older students, the ability to be able to speak, whether it's Spanish, Italian, French or another language. There's going to be particular emphasis on STEM. So introducing our science subjects, technology, engineering, again with maths being at the core of that, but really focusing on a kind of computational thinking, so problem solving for young people. How do we make it relevant to their lives? How do we introduce the likes of coding where maybe it isn't in every school now? There's also going to be a greater emphasis on PE and wellbeing, and I think this is really important as well. It's so important that young people from the earliest stage possible, that they understand why it's so important to look after their physical health, but also that emphasis on their own well-being, on making sure that we have young children who are resilient, who are able to deal with the challenges in life, and that we're working with them and teaching them that at an earlier stage. Of course, there's then going to be a continued emphasis on our history, on our geography, maybe the slight change and differences from a history perspective. It's looking at the history around you, your community, where you're from, while of course making sure children have a really strong understanding of our national history and of course the world around us and what's happened, but also then from a geography point of view, what's going on in terms of our environment and of course looking at climate change and other elements as well. There's a real focus then when it comes to art, not just on art as we might think of it, but on music, on drama and making it fun. Do you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis.
School, it's about fun. It's about learning.
In the press release on playfulness and creativity, and that all sounds fantastic, really. But let's drill into some of the things you said. First of all, you mentioned as the first thing there was an emphasis on language. Do our primary school teachers have the wherewithal? Do they have the resources? And do they have the training to teach modern languages? I mean, our kids are coming out of school not fluent in Irish. Is this adding in another layer and is more tokenism than anything?
So firstly, it's important to say that there'll still be that continued emphasis and focus on English and Irish, and we're absolutely committed to that and making sure that our young people and that the way in which they're taught these languages, that it means they're proficient and that they're able to actually speak it and communicate when they're leaving school, particularly at later years. In terms of the introduction of the new modern foreign language, it's really at the earlier stages of understanding the concept and the basics of it. And when they're in fifth and sixth class, what they'll be learning is the basics, how to say hello, how to communicate in a basic way. We're not going to expect children to be leaving, you know, able to hold a conversation, whether it's in French or Spanish or Italian, but it is getting those basics. And of course, for our teachers, what's really important is that they're supported through this and trained. So this isn't a curriculum that's going to be rolled out over 1 year or 2 years or even 3 years. This is a curriculum that from this year will give schools and teachers the ability to look at the framework, to understand it, to see how it then fits into their school environment. And from next year onwards, Okay. Every school will have to introduce at least one new subject.
So
when it comes to languages, there will be training and support there for those who don't have any element of language
but
or
don't
have any ability to
do. Are you saying therefore that what the children will come out with in terms of modern languages is a smattering of them, like a pigeon version of it, so you can say hello and how are you and maybe ask for something in the shop, but that's about the extent of it?
Well, what we want is for them to have the basics. So when they're going into secondary school, where so many students then do take up another language, that it's not completely alien or new to them. I think from our own perspective as a country, and I see this myself, I've spent a lot of time working with colleagues from across Europe, there's an introduction of other languages at a much earlier stage. So we need to make sure that other children and our young people are getting that concept and that understanding of other languages from an earlier stage. But no, we're not saying that they're going to be proficient and they're going to be
it.
As I said, holding conversations. But I do think those basics are really important as they go into secondary school.
Religion is still ring-fenced in this. We were discussing it earlier on in the show that infants will still have 1 hour and 40 minutes of religion per week and older children will have 2 hours. Why was that decision taken?
Well, look, anything that's been made here and any decision, it's, you know, there's been a lot of consultation, there's been a lot of engagement. So there's been a reduction in the overall time for the patron program, as it's called. And it still allows for, depending on the patronage of the school. So it's not just whether it's a Catholic based school or a religious school, but if you're in another type of school and educate together, a community school, it allows for the ethos of that school to be taught within the school. And then, of course, there is that flexibility. So one of the changes in this curriculum is that there's much more flexibility. There's more agency for schools and teachers to be able to decide where we want to place a greater emphasis or not.
Okay.
So there is that minimum time around the patron survey or program.
Okay. But you said you've cut back on the patron program time-wise. What was it? It's now 2 hours for most students. What was it previously?
So it was 2.5. So depending on, so for the earlier years, so for a lot of this, you'll have and you'll see that there's different times for your junior and senior infants, for your first and second, and then from third to sixth. So it had been 2, it's down to 1.5 hours. So it's, again, to still allow that time, depending on the patronage of the school, but there is that flexibility if schools want to add
more or less. You dropped, because we were under the impression that ethics and religious belief education was going to be part of the curriculum as well. It was on the curriculum up until a while ago. Has that been dropped as something that's going to be taught now?
No, so what you have now is part of the environment and social pillar of this, which focuses on history and geography. There is a focus on religious beliefs. There's a focus on history of different religions. It's really about understanding and making sure everybody has a knowledge and an understanding of
so world religions
and other people's beliefs.
Can I ask you about some of the wellbeing program? You're going to be teaching consent. Will you explain to people what that means in the primary school context?
Yes, and look, I think it's really important that people do understand what we're talking about here, because I think for quite some time...
That's why I'm asking you in that specific way.
Exactly. So in terms of consent, we're not talking about consent from a sexual point of view. This is about young children understanding, well, how to say yes, how to say no, what it is to be able to change your mind and still have your own decision-making process, that it's about the ability to understand how you can say yes or no. And it's not in that context, in terms of a sexual context. It's in an age-appropriate way, the same way in which we're now introducing a focus on puberty at a much younger age. I mean, we know that children are starting school later. So for many kids in sixth class, where it's now currently taught, they've already reached puberty. They've already gone through changes. So we're making sure that we're focusing on that at an earlier stage. But importantly, in the wellbeing piece, it is around teaching young children to be resilient.
Okay.
You know, dealing with challenges of the world. And there's plenty of them that they're going through.
You mentioned things like puberty there. You are teaching things in primary school now along the lines of sexual orientation, aren't you? Heterosexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality. Gender identity has been left off the curriculum. Is there a reason for that?
So gender identity is not there, but what we are, and again, this is having consulted and engaged and gone through quite a lengthy process, what we are doing is making sure that when children are in fifth and sixth class, when they're, you know, as I said, they've gone through puberty, many of them, and they're going into secondary school, that they understand what attraction is, that they understand what it might mean for them, what it might mean for somebody else, and that we're not ignoring this topic. It's really important that we're not ignoring something that we know young people are going through, and that we're doing so at a stage.
I see that the sexuality piece is in there and sexual orientation is in there, but I'm asking you specifically about gender identity and gender ideology. There was a suggestion that that was going to be in there.
So again, this has happened through engagement and consultation. It's not part of the curriculum. It's not there. It's not included in it. We know, obviously, from first year onwards, once children go into post-primary school, that's more of a focus and more part of the overall discussion with young people. But the focus here and the emphasis is on sexual orientation. But it is about talking to young people in an age-appropriate way about what is going on in their world. And I think it's really important that we do have that as part of the curriculum. And I think it's really important that the change we're introducing, but the timing as well. So we now have a greater emphasis on PE, so physical health, as well as well-being. And that has increased in terms of time. So there's a minimum amount of time every week that has to be spent on your physical health, on PE, on well-being, in the same way that there's a minimum amount of time has to be spent on your English, on your Irish, on your maths, on your basic core subjects.
Minister for Education and Youth, Helen McEntee, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.